2540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Wendy Gillette in New York. President Biden addressed reporters after the Supreme Court blocked his plan to forgive some student loans.
I believe the court's decision to strike down my student debt relief program is a mistake.
But he says he has a new plan.
At the White House, the president said he will, quote, use every tool in our disposal to help student loan borrowers.
I'm announcing today a new path consistent with today's ruling to provide student debt relief to as many borrowers as possible, as quickly as possible.
While the president was dismayed by the ruling, saying the high court misinterpreted the Constitution, his administration has been preparing for it. He said the Department of Education will create a 12-month on-ramp repayment program. He said if borrowers can't make payments during that time, they won't have to fear being reported to the credit bureaus as in default. Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
The justices also issued a ruling in a case involving LGBTQ rights, siding with a Colorado web designer who claimed free speech allowed her to refuse work on wedding sites for same-sex couples. The president also briefly addressed a critical State Department report on the chaotic withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan that criticizes the Biden and Trump administrations. CBS's Olivia Gazis.
The partially classified review said both administrations failed to consider worst-case scenarios or make clear decisions about the scale and scope of the operation. It said U.S. personnel on the ground faced an overwhelming volume of calls that hindered their ability to move people out.
A Texas grand jury has brought a capital murder charge against the man who allegedly killed five neighbors after they asked him to be quiet because children were sleeping. A key measure of inflation dropped sharply in May. Jason Brooks explains why it matters.
The Personal Consumption Expenditure Index posted its weakest gain in May since April 2021. Overall inflation rose 3.8% compared to 4.3% in April. And the core rate stripping out food and gas rose a slightly weaker 4.6%. The Fed pays extra attention to the core rate due to price stickiness in rent and medical care.
AAA projects record-breaking travel this 4th of July holiday weekend following days of thousands of flight delays and cancellations. Correspondent Chris Van Cleve reports.
If there are thunderstorms around an airport, that airport is just basically going to have to wait till the storm passes. And you have seen a couple of major cities like New York, Chicago, Denver, see these storms day in and day out. The weather really has been the driver of a lot of this disruption.
It was a winning day on Wall Street. The Dow gained 285 points. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what you need to know in southeast Wisconsin. The advisory for air quality has passed after a week of record-breaking particle pollution concentrations in Waukesha, Racine, Brookfield, and the eastern part of the state. The DNR says if conditions change and smoke returns, you should stay indoors, use air conditioning or recirculate, or consider using indoor air purifiers. Rain is part of the forecast for the next few days. The Wisconsin DNR is reminding people to be safe this holiday weekend if you're out on the trails. They say to make sure you're using the right equipment.
Helmets save lives. I've been to countless scenes where a helmet has saved an individual's life, no doubt.
That's Marcus Medina of the DNR. So far this year, Wisconsin has had 13 fatal crashes involving an ATV or UTV. 21 people died in crashes last year. For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTW Lawyers.com. This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes! That's awesome!
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM. WAUK.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
What you saw is what you got this week. Ho! Live from Solidarity Realty Studio in Madison, Wisconsin. Part of the Civic Media Network. It's outside the pizza box. And that means you're tuned into Mad Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. And, of course, I'm Pizza Box Mike, and I've got Evo running the equipment because, like, I don't do that stuff, man. Anyway, Evo. Do you know what you get when you cross Canadian fires with the Republican budget? Smoke and mirrors, man. Yeah. Do the George Bush, right? Anyway, that's how the week started, isn't it? I mean, Monday, I like walk outside and I'm like, oh, kind of foggy this morning. And I'm like, my eyes, Jesus. A little while later, I'm tasting campfire, for sure. And I'm like, this is awful. This is just getting worse. So if you didn't notice, all these major metropolises in the United States, especially on the Northeast and Midwest, and into Vancouver, it switches. Whatever, you know, the wind shifts, and Chicago's the second worst air in the world. Oh, no, Cleveland is now. No, wait, now it's D.C. Now it's New York. Now it's Vancouver. First must be somewhere, I don't know, they didn't say where that was. But then you look at Texas, topping out at 115 degrees. And that's without, I think, yeah, that doesn't include, well, of course, you know, there's not much humidity probably at that point, right? Damn, people are dying. The planet's dying, people. By the way, the studio line here is 844-967-2789. So I thought I'd talk about the smoke part because, you know, the mirrors is all the Republicans and the Supreme Court this week. Oh, look over here. I got all this. So being preoccupied, I mean, it was awful. It was like, it got worse. Okay, Wednesday, Thursday, oh, it's going to be gone. They're canceling. Yeah, canceling events, man. I don't even want to go out and feed the bird feeder, man. The squirrels are just coughing and stuff. No, it was like time stopped, really, for me. I was like, I'm just going to sit here, man. This is There's not much you can do. And it was irritating my eyes. Of course, I'm getting older now, so my tolerance for all this stuff is a lot less. Breaking down. Getting old. Only on the outside, people. Anyway, this is happening all over the place, people. And so now there's two heat waves. One's, you know, heading, you know, towards the southeast now. Getting out of there. And then here comes another one coming from the west. I mean, these cycles are getting closer and closer together. It's happening faster and faster than people. What are they doing? The Republicans, while all this stuff is going on. Man. I'm telling you right now, I'm still pretty upset after hearing that jackass Voss talking about how, oh, the governor may huff and puff a little bit, but he's going to sign this thing because this budget's good for the middle class and everybody else. And it's just like when I'm looking at it and I'm like, you don't want to know what I was saying. Because I was swearing, man. I'm like, you, yeah, it reminds me of when you were all decked out into the gear and lying at everybody that it was safe to come out and vote. You don't have to worry. COVID's really not that bad. That's why I'm doing this little public address announcement, wearing equipment that doctors and nurses couldn't get. How do people like this get elected? Why do you people vote for somebody like that? What is it about his arrogance and his absolute cruelty that people like that? Yeah, I know it's gerrymandered. What happened to your minds and souls, people? Are they gerrymandered as well that you can't see through this? This punk is what he is. Huff and puff, man. And it does take me back to the days when I was huffing and puffing on the Vuvuzela outside all their offices during the protests. Because they were getting mad. It was pretty loud. You get three or four of us blowing and we're laughing and pointing at them, mocking them, the way they mock the poor and the disabled and, you know, the marginalized. That's who these people are, and that's who this country is right now. It's like you're either human or you're just some kind of sick animal that likes cruelty and doesn't understand science at all, for sure. I mean, you guys, I talk to people, and they, well, you know, this climate change stuff, you know. They just don't want us to, you know, drive our cars. I mean, they say the dumbest stuff. You're like, wow, you know, you could be driving a car that doesn't cost you anything to drive somewhere down the road, but you'd rather, yeah, you like that gas. And then I hear these clowns ripping up and down the road, and it used to be a day where, yeah, you got tickets for that loud muffler, and you notice, too, they done all the cars with the tinted windows now. You literally can't see in or out. I mean, you can see out, but you can't see. And I don't want it. It's not like I'm trying to look under. But it is kind of scary, isn't it? And it used to be illegal. You know, the cops pulling up to somebody with those windows like that. I mean, you've seen the horrible videos, folks. But it's just spinning out of control. Everything is. Yeah, back to these Republicans and the budget, right? This wonderful tax cut. Yeah, sure, you know, for people that are like, well, just take me and other people that are living on their disability or their Social Security and their, you know, their modest retirement, but they're doing all right. And here, you're going to give us a tax cut at, what was it, like 3.8%, and doesn't even keep up with the rate of inflation, but you get about, what, $20, something like that. But somebody making $75 million, they're going to get an 18% tax cut. And put an extra $1.8 million that would have been used for the state back into their pockets when they're already getting probably, there. You know, maybe they weren't even paying any taxes before. All these rebates is what they are. There's rebates. You keep funneling the money into us and into our judges, our Supreme Court justices, which we'll talk about the United States Supreme Injustice, man. That it just got bad this week, didn't it? It was awful because we're trying to get through this smoke and haze, and I'm feeling bad for Canada, and I'm watching other people going, Canada should have done this and that, and I'm like, there's CJ, you know? Yep, Canada should have done this and should have done that. What everybody else should have done is probably done their homework, And all you have to do is look even back 40 years. Go ahead. Look at the aerials in, from your hometowns or right in your neighborhood. What it looked like 40 years ago. And you tell me that deforestation isn't the cause, more than anything, of climate change. That combined with, you know, especially cutting them down so you can build highways for fossil fuel guzzling machines. I feel bad because I know that every hour this is getting worse. And I don't see how it can get better when you watch what the leaders of this country are doing, and specifically the Republican parties, all, every state, you know. Let's eliminate DEI program, right? You know, diversity, equity, inclusion. They're right out front telling you that they don't want diversity. They don't believe in equity, and certainly not inclusion. So why do people vote for that? Is that what you are? You're just a racist and a fascist and a bigot, and you agree with all that stuff? You like that message? Because we're always talking about, well, Democrats can't come up with a message. Apparently not, when they're getting their asses kicked with people that run with racist and fascist agendas right out there in front of everybody. Take that out of the colleges, because there's no racism anymore. We can't do that, man. That's not fair. I listen to it all and I just feel like puking. And I haven't been watching much of it because I already know where this is going, man. When you know what yesterday was and you see what today is, you know what tomorrow's going to be. I don't think enough people reflect back far enough to realize that you're going to have to get involved in some way to stop this. We can't. I've been saying for what, years, we're not going to vote our way out of this. It's going to take action. We don't want to see the kind of action that it took in France. I mean, my God. So a teenager gets, you know, shot and killed by police. And I mean, these people are literally like, yeah, you guys thought Black Lives Matter was tough? Oh, I mean, come on, man. Lots of times we know the outside agitators, like Scott Walker, you know, I thought I'd get a guy with a Louisville out there. I do remember also they found, live rounds on the Capitol Yard. Yeah, who planted those? Come on, see. I was there, man. We didn't bring bullets, man. We brought love and peace, and we brought our anger too, man. But mostly we brought Ian's Pizza, man. That's why we're doing this show. We'll be back in a minute.
Get ready to dominate the field like never before. Get to Soccer World in Brookfield. They have a great selection of shoes, apparel, and accessories to help kick your game into high gear. Soccer World's team of soccer experts have over 38 years of experience in the retail and soccer market. From cleats to shin guards, jerseys to coaching equipment, they'll help you stay ahead of the game. Plus, look to Soccer World for all your team business needs. Soccer World, 12615 West North Avenue in Brookfield, or online at soccerworldofbrookfield.net.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast tonight with a low of 66. Westerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms, 83. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night, 63. Cloudy. Chance for scattered storms Sunday. Chance for scattered showers on Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 81 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News on 540 AM WAUK. WMDX.
Boys and girls, London calling. Now don't look to us. Phony big mania is bitten the dust. London calling, see we ain't got no swing. Except for the rain and the crunch of things. The ice is coming. The sun's coming in.
Gotta love the Clash, eh? It's like being in London, eating smoke instead of fog. Let's get back to that budget, man. Yeah, let's cut down the $32 million for the Diversity, Equity, Inclusion Program, right? Cost, near 200 jobs. That's all right. You know what their plan? They say that these state universities and higher institutions can have fundraisers to make up the difference. It's like,
Just sell some brownies.
I'm sorry, man.
Yeah,
I'm
we're going to sell some cookies, oh, you know, that, we'll make
no,
it up.
Yeah, that's like having a church bake sale to pay for my cancer, fortunately. Awarded, disability and Medicare for my hard efforts on the planet. Man, that should just come automatic, and it does for, like, third world countries even. Some of them, it's like, wow, this just is awful, okay? So you go from the ecosystem to an economy that's just, it's going okay, they say. Yeah, it's because rich people are making more money again, right? And higher income people. But it's really not working out for people at the bottom. I still don't believe them. You know what I mean? Oh, it's never been better. There's the highest employment ever. And yeah, all right. Well, there's a lot of people. So that's probably why, we got higher. Plus, nobody can live. You don't work, you don't eat
Everyone's
in this country.
Everyone's working two jobs.
No doubt. I mean, I did. So I'm kind of, I got to believe that there's a lot of people that are taking the road I took, and, well, maybe not for the same reasons, right? I was a dumbass. I think other people, it's just, that's all that's out there. I had opportunity, right? And that's why watching the Supreme Court coming down on people that are marginalized really ticks me off, right? Let's not help build the engineering building because, Wisconsin's really high up in engineering. We might as well take that down too, right? I mean, these guys are just, don't you people see this in Wisconsin? The hell's wrong with you? 844-967-2789 if you want to, blow off some smoke. because your lungs are still filled from it from this week. But I mean, if anybody didn't see and feel the effects of climate change, and we can't get any rain, man. Okay, watering's one thing, you know. I can water my mom's flowers, and, you know, I wish my mom was here because the flowers, absolutely, they've never been more beautiful. At least, in, maybe that's just me, but I've never been more proud of the garden that she has. And now my tomatoes are doing all right. But, you know, watering only goes so far. You know, you can't fool Mother Nature. We need rain. And we need to talk to Mary in Wauwatosa. Thanks for calling, Mary.
Uh-oh. Really calling attention to, you know, the youth in our society and their potential for them to turn this big ship around, especially regarding environmental concerns and the gun madness. So apparently the Republicans have this concern because there's news in the media right now that they'd like to see the voting age raised to 25 to stop
right.
them.
Yeah.
It's glaring. I mean, just unbelievable.
Yeah, and especially coming from people who are totally dysfunctional and incapable of any kind of any intellect at all at this point. I mean, you heard Dick Cheney's daughter, right? Mm-hmm. You know, the daughter of the fascist Nazi, mm-hmm. who now is moderate and pragmatic and all this. Well, you're electing idiots. Oh, don't mm-hmm. become crying to us now. Liz Cheney, you were there for this all to take place,
what
man.
What we've done in our politics is create a situation where we're electing idiots.
Yeah. Well, who didn't know that? We lived through Scott Walker. I guess she wasn't around for that.
Yeah, and she may be a concern, too. So keep up your good work here.
Yeah, well, let's go after Robin Voss together. And thanks, Mary. And I'm talking to young people because I can't get enough old people off their asses to want to, you know, they don't think it's fun going up there and harassing fascists. I think it's better than football. And I'm friends with some pretty cool football players, but that's another story. Let's go to Mark in the sack. We got a couple minutes.
Yeah, Robin Voss is just something else. I mean, yeah. They're talking about 20-year-olds huffing and puffing.
Yeah.
You know, all Robin Voss has done is been prancing around like a little dictator and pulling this crap. And it just is, you know, I wonder if he was a bully back when he was in school.
Bully? No way, man. He's a punk. This is the only way he could hurt people is to gain power through politics because he's puffed popcorn. How you like that one?
Yeah, he's just something else. I mean, he's like in the movie A Christmas Story, he's like that little punk that hung out with Scott Farkas, who's the big bully there. And it is just him and Rancid Priebus that were roommates apparently in college. And And the Supreme Court doesn't believe in freedom of speech at all, otherwise they'd allow us to use the descriptive terms that are supposedly obscene. But, I mean, it's obscene what they've been doing to our system of justice in this country.
There is no justice, Mark. Not at this point. And I'm getting sick of it. I know a lot of people really, it kind of wore on us this week. First you get the smoke, then you get the mirrors of the Republicans lying about what they're doing and people eating it up. Can't take it, man. Heartbreak. We'll be back after that. Come together right now. All of me.
Summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. President Biden pledges an alternative student debt relief plan after the Supreme Court rejects his plan under the so-called HEROES Act.
First, I'm announcing today a new path consistent with today's ruling to provide student debt relief to as many borrowers as possible, as quickly as possible.
Also today, the Supreme Court has ruled in favor of a Colorado web design designer who declined to make marriage websites for same-sex couples. Sarah Kate Ellis heads the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation.
Who's to say that down the line there aren't going to be signs in storefronts, we don't serve gays, or we don't serve the LGBTQ community? It's a slippery slope.
Keep your children at home. That plea from France's president after another night of violent protests triggered by the shooting death of a teenager by police. CBS's Elaine Cobb in Paris.
There are fears that this escalation will continue, and in fact that we could be looking at a long period of violence here.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Walks, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what you need to know in southeast Wisconsin. The air quality advisory has been lifted, with the smoke for now clearing out, and some hoping for holiday weekend rain.
There will be at least a chance of showers and thunderstorms over the holiday weekend.
Meteorologist Paul Collar with the National Weather Service says there are chances of rain through Independence Day. Corporate money is funding a semi-public party. Pete Schwabe has some 120th financial news.
Just under $100,000 will be paid back to Milwaukee County taxpayers by Harley-Davidson for the use of Veterans Park next month. The agreement covers Harley's 120th celebration and grants them exclusive use of the park space. The homecoming is July 13th through the 16th, with Green Day on the 14th and Foo Fighters July 15th. The sponsorship fee stipulates that Harley has to replace turf if necessary.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Walks has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Walks, 855-954-1186.
Calling to win, Gingras Thompson & Walks, GTWLawyers.com.
Hi, this is Lindsay Kynard at 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK, The Shaw. Here are upcoming events happening in the area.
On Wednesday the 28th, taking some musical selections during the light lunch on the Waukesha Riverwalk. Grab a bite to eat from the featured local food truck. Enjoy a meal at one of the downtown restaurants or bring a lunch. Enjoy the riverside. The event takes place from 11:30 AM to 1 PM. On Thursday, Summerfest resumes for the second weekend of three. Gates open up at noon. General admission tickets start at $26. Summerfest.com for more details. Heartland's hometown celebration starts this Friday. It's full of fun for the entire family. Live music by headliners Stetson and Lace and Bella Kane, with opening acts beginning at Nixon Park at 4 p.m. on both Friday and Saturday. And Sunday, celebrate the 4th of July with the City of New Berlin at John Malone Park from 1 until 4:30 p.m. It's their 55th annual festival. Check out the details at newberlin.org.
If you have an event you'd like us to share, let me know. Email me, Lindsay Kiner, at info@civicmedia.com. US.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Yeah, no, we were gonna come in with Devo's version, and I was gonna, Devo brought to you by Evo, but we'll try that another time. Couldn't find the song I wanted. I don't know what the name is. I'll look it up. Maybe next time I'll find it. So that was on me. But anyway, back to these guys and their budgets, and you know, let's do this one, because I'm really pissed. As soon as they were, you know, canceled the student loan forgiveness. And I don't know how many times you got to play this over for the peanut gallery, that these loans were predatory on one hand, right? Like, for example, mine was $6,000, and I think I told you I paid off, like, what, something like $13,000, and I still owed another $19,000, and then they forgave it because I got cancer, but they're going to watch my income for a couple years, so they didn't really forgive it. And it's like, really? Okay, that doesn't come out of the Treasury, and it doesn't come out of anybody's pocket. None of the taxpayers have to foot the bill. And it, and they're whining, you know, this... Oh, the people too, you know, Mike Pence saying that, oh, let me look this up. Cause I mean, you know, Mike Pence is going to try and run for president because they're still hoping that Trump goes to prison in that party, over half of it probably. Anyway, Mike Pence said that the student loan forgiveness would have subsidized the education of elites. Now, first of all, elites don't pay for college, okay? They get all the scholarships. They get all the legacies. They get all, every opportunity there is. And, you know, they don't take out student loans. Mommy and daddy can just pay cash for that. Don't get me mad, man, because some of those kids, you know, deserve to have an education too. And they go on to be great people and do great things. They don't have to turn out like their mom and dad, be jackasses, right? We've seen enough of that. So, yeah, I do have, you know, faith in younger people, certainly not in my crowd. They suck. Really? And so then they're, you know, oh, people from the Congress and everybody else up and down the line of, oh yeah, well, you know, that would have been a just an illegal, you know, giveaway, $420 billion. Well, what do you call the $1.1 trillion, which is probably even more, the first round of PPP loans, right, during the pandemic that went to all these people that were wealthy? You heard it, man. This is what I like to do, you know. I like to make a sign that says, yeah, and I did, that said Robin Voss, you know, took $297,000 and just waiting for one of his staff or somebody to try and correct me and say, no, he didn't get that much. And then I could say, you're right, it was only $296,700. Do your homework, kid. I'll toast you into puffed popcorn like Robin Voss, which I'd like to do that now, just to hear the arrogance of these people. So what do you call that, people? They get a loan in April, and in the same year, by December, all these elites that took that first round of pandemic relief so that they could keep their people working or pay them if they couldn't work or if they were close, and they didn't use that money for that. No, Tom Brady didn't use money. He bought a yacht, remember? Huh. Oh, I wish I was like Tom Brady. He's the greatest. Yeah, he's the greatest quarterback of all time, man. He's got the trophies to prove it. Total dink when it comes to like being a decent human being, if you ask me. Although I will say he's a lot better than some other guys I've seen. Like our quarterback that just left town. Come on, man. Character matters. Actions matter. Words matter. There should be consequences to people that aren't functioning well in society and damaging society. But we've got all these people, all these crackpots in our state houses and in our, you know, our Congress and our Senate, and seen plenty of crackpots as presidents. When does it end? Well, the only way it ends on the path that we've been taking is disastrously, and it's continued to be like that. You know, think of all the money that we pay into our system to run this country, and the biggest chunk of it gets used to militarize the world, right? More weapons, more weapons. I still think that the best way to get through to, you know, people like Putin is through diplomacy, and I would go as far as say, let's start a disarmament agreement. And then I'd go to North Korea and I'd say, hey, man, we got, look, I don't want nothing bad to happen to your country. You know, we've got problems with how we think we should, you know, run human rights in this world, but at least we can stop threatening each other with weapons that will kill all of us and ruin the planet and only provoke hate and anger, which it was seething up on me this week. I was feeling it. I'm like, This is a bad week in the world. I didn't see much good news. Just kind of a brutal week, actually. So, In order to cheer up, I'm going to go to Joanne and Madison. How are you doing tonight?
Thanks so much for your amazing show. I'm worried about this whole war on higher education. Oh. I mean, this is a day when everything's getting more complicated, and we need people who can interpret public policy and trends and use computer equipment and do all this stuff. I'm just scared about what's happening because we know more stuff is going to happen. I mean, this is the beginning of the war. It's not the end of the war. It's the beginning of the beginning. Anything that makes things seem more complex and when you raise the anxiety level in relation to something like student loans, people will be reluctant to take them, and they won't reach out and go to that community college or wherever. And that's really not the way we should be operating right now.
Not at all. I just want to ask you, which department do you think the book burnings would come from first? Do you think it'd be history or science?
Oh my gosh. The attacks are also happening at the K-12 level. You know, they're burning children's books. I think those will be the first to go. Those, you know, with the big leafy pages and all of that, and the color, you know, the colors and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And if there's any matches left, they'll be going for the books we're reading.
Yeah, it's burning diversity, equity, and inclusion. That's what it all is.
Yeah. My hope at the beginning of the Biden administration was exemplified in what Dr. Jill Biden was doing. She was talking about free community college for everybody, which makes colossal sense. I mean, I'm seeing this beautiful building, this Madison College, down over there by the Beltline in Madison. And that could be filled, chock filled with people learning all sorts of stuff and making their lives better, learning CPR, learning how to take care of their motor vehicles, you know, all these things. I would be over there constantly if tuition would be free, learning how to make people's lives better. But it's strange. I'm just not sure what's happening. It's like going back to the Middle Ages, you know, not just a century ago, people were getting really excited about electricity and all that. I think we're going back to the Dark Ages. Where people don't want education anymore.
Oh, I think you're right, but I think it's more like Terminator 1, 2, and 3. That, you know, they want to automate everything, and they want to use artificial intelligence to do it, and they want to make workers obsolete, which they've been pounding on workers, especially the lower income you are. And then what do they say, Joanne? They say, well, if you didn't want to work at McDonald's, you should have went to school, right? And then they don't let you go to school. Yes, we know what's going on. This is like fascist Germany all over again, man. But it just a different time, that's all. It's just a different time zone now. And it's happening right underneath everybody's noses, and not enough people are standing up. It is... Well, it's frightening for people, I guess, that don't know what's going on. I'm not really frightened because I always anticipating where the next step is. And you got to go back to 2011 and 12 in Wisconsin. We were just, are you kidding me, man? This is going to be like the end. And you know what? There were people that were right. Democracy died that night. I wasn't so sure about that, but I knew that Wisconsin was being used to try and make this right-wing fascist white supremacy movement. You know what's really embarrassing is that Wisconsin is owned and operated, pretty much in my world anyway, by the alcohol lobbyists, right? $2.5 billion industry in Wisconsin. I mean, I've got to compare that. I'm sure per capita that blows everybody else away, right? You know, because we do export quite a bit, don't we? Quite a bit of beer. Used to be more. There used to be more breweries, but yeah, really, that's what we hang our hat on. And that's why we can't get good decisions made, because people are drunk and they don't know what they're doing. Well, in Wisconsin anyway, watching these legislators, you know, and Robin Voss is, it's not like he's, I don't even look at him as being like intelligent or smart. I just look at him as, you know, he's, you know, taking advantage of a situation that, you know, spineless bastards take when they get the chance, huh? You know, step on people's throats to make yourself wealthy and, I don't know, protected. But I just wouldn't want to be these people. Because if I'm feeling that angry about it, you know, there's got to be other people feeling the same thing. And we've already seen what happens when people get pushed so far. Man, they snap and they start doing violence. And Evo and I was kind of joking around because he knows, you know, I got cats and I'm all about just hanging out with them. And I let bugs go and stuff like that that are in my house. I don't kill spiders. I talk to them. I still get a little freaked out by them sometimes. Every once in a while, I get a bite. But to me, this is like, you know, we were put here for a reason. You know, if you want to think that humans were here for a reason, our job was to, like, be the overseers of this beautiful animal kingdom and plant world and water and just all this beauty. And we've crushed it. We've destroyed it. I don't apologize when I say I'm kind of looking forward to the apocalypse, man. Because it's on already. And I might as well be ready for the fun part. You know, joking around, hey, what are these billionaires going to do when the apocalypse hits, right? People are going to be hungry. They're going to be thirsty. They're going to be really angry. But there's, you know, what we need now is people to decide, well, we've got to start a movement. We've got to start a movement, and we got to do it now. I mean, you've seen all the young people out there on climate change, especially right off the bat. Let's do that. And then you've seen them on all the mass shootings, and they talk way more way more rational than the United States Congress or the United States Supreme Court. Isn't that sad, people? Isn't that sad? That the people that have been harmed by all their stupidity and all their evil and all just their inaction on everything. One of these dumbasses, who was it that said, oh, I don't know if it was, it might have been Joe Manchin. I thought it was a Democrat that said, you know, you take away all the guns, you're still going to have, you know, the gun violence. You know what, though? You're going to have a lot less gun violence, aren't you? Until you slowly and methodically eliminate it. That's what other countries, you know, they've got it in. They got it on, man. Yeah, you need some jungle love, man. Not feeling real good about this, people. Take a look at the maps, look at the forests and everything before 1980. Go back to 1980, and you'll freak out, man. Well, you better freak out and start doing something about it. We'll be back. Last segment.
Summer heat can really get to you. Hot, sticky, you feel like you're melting. But Wauwatosa, coming in July, it'll be easy to cool off at Joy Ice Cream Social. This family-run, family-friendly business is more than just ice cream. It's a cool community hangout spot for friends and family. Let's talk about the ice cream. 16 delicious rotating flavors direct from the chocolate shop in Madison. The perfect way to stay sweet and cool this summer. Opening in July, Joy Ice Cream Social. Scoop, snack, shop. 8334 West North Avenue. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast tonight with lows around 65. Southwest winds around 5 miles an hour. High temperatures reach up to 83. Tomorrow, overcast skies. Slight chance for scattered storms tomorrow night. Lows around 63. Cloudy skies. 79 Sunday with a chance for scattered rain showers. 87 Monday. Chance for showers continues. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 81 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. WMDX.
Mars eats Wisconsin bars. Pretty cool. And all the dispensaries celebrate. Man, what about the U.S. Supreme Court? Yeah, Uncle Clarence Thomas voting down affirmative action after he used it himself. But, you know, he must really hate himself, man, to sell himself out. Not just him, but an entire culture by hanging out with the white dudes with cigars, man. It's really sad and disgusting and racist as hell. Hell yeah, man. God, I remember how hard people fought to get affirmative action done. They're undoing everything that the people wanted, and I'm really tired of it. Hey, man, Rico, what are you doing in Rock County? Hey, by the way, I think people should stay away from lighting fireworks this weekend. What do all you say? Or do you mind, you know, breathing smoke all day long and all night long?
Well, that's cool with me. They probably shouldn't be lighting them up.
No doubt, man. It's a drought, man. I'll tell you what. I guarantee you, Rico, I guarantee you there's going to be fires from fireworks and stuff on 4th of July.
You can't see them anyway, right?
I don't even go to them, man. I hate that loud sound. Man, when you see deer running through town, scared to death. But anyway, go ahead. I don't want to get down.
You know what? You know what gets me, Mike?
Yeah.
These guys, they want to go back in time. They want to go back to the 60s, you know, and we're going to fight the Civil War thing. And
oh, no, the 60s were awesome, dude, man. 60s and 70s were great. We're going into, like, 2050 in a hurry. I mean, this is like, you were not going to make it, okay? Just millions and billions of people are not going to survive the path we're on, and it's going to be ugly. And it's coming fast and hard, man.
Yeah, but Mike, you know, I only got one thing. You know, it's like when you, hey, are you? Am I still on? Okay,
oh yeah,
I am.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, listen, back in our day, you know what I'm talking about, brother. You know, if we had disagreement with somebody, we had a dispute, we had to figure out. You know, it was like, you know, you threw down with the guy. You know, put it up or shut up, right? And nowadays, it's like, you know, back in them days, Mike, is like, oh, you bring an knife or a gun to the fight? What's this shit? I'm sorry. This don't count. You can't do that. This is a fair fight. Let's just throw down. And one thing me and you have in common, Mike, is, see, we were wrestlers. It's like, if you want to throw down with me, I can get you on the ground. Once I get you on the ground, we're kind of even then, aren't we?
You know what, Rico? I'll tell you what.
They don't like that equality. They don't like the equality, do they?
No. And I'll tell you what, I was never one for shooting for legs, double legs and stuff. I was more of a snap down, drag, headlock, you know.
There you go.
You get underneath somebody and you get your head down, especially when you're wrestling somebody really good. But Rico, it's not looking good.
But man, but the big thing, Mike, is the main thing I want to take away from this is, hey, we didn't use guns and knives to settle our dispute. Everybody went home at the end of the day, okay? And you proved how badass you were.
Well, or you could do what I did, Rico, and thanks for calling. I'd like, you know, if the guy was like a monster or something, I might like get a cheap shot on him and then run like hell. And that's the reason why I had track records for quite a while. Till a few years ago, some guy beat a few of my track records. But other than that, I mean, so anyway, it was basically a corporate white supremacy week from the United States Supreme Court. And, you know, watching Wisconsin, man, I'll tell you what, if Evers does give in, I'm not going to be happy. I would rather see him surprise Voss, not do a huff and puff, just say, you know what, Robin, I'm going to veto this entire bill, and then we're going to have emergency sessions popping up, because I know you want to go on vacation, but there are going to be needs that aren't being met, and we're going to have to call emergency sessions. And let's see if your punk ass wants to gavel in and gavel out like you do all the time. Or LeMahieu, who doesn't know how to get rid of Megan Wolf. So he's at it. You know, he's tiptoeing around. He goes, I don't know if that's a good idea. I'll tell you what, nothing you have is a good idea. Nepotism, LeMahieu. It is time we turn up the heat on these guys, you know. And sure, we should have been doing it this whole time while they're doing legislation. But you know what? The smoke's cleared a little bit. Maybe things are going to get a little bit better. And I'm going to say that if people have time, do your homework. Read what these guys are trying to pass. Read what they passed and done the last 10 years. And then start to get motivated to decide to come to the Capitol or go to, you know, events that we need to organize. We need to raise our voices. I mean, they don't listen. But I'll tell you what, the louder you get, the more they shiver. The more they tremble. And it's not like these are tough people, okay? They're not used to being humiliated in public, which is what I really like doing. So I think that movement needs to come back. I know there's other people that would disagree with me. But you know what? if everybody did what they thought was the best way to fight these guys, well, I think we'd kind of take them down, wouldn't we? I mean, it's kind of like what they do to us, right? They divide and conquer us. How about like we unite and just blast them from different angles with different everything that they've done wrong? It's affected all of us negatively, but nobody more than the poor, which is what I'm pissed about. Democrats, Republicans, budgets should start with them first. And we'll start with this show again next week, right? 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, Mad Radio. It's been outside the pizza box, yeah. Solidarity Realty Studios, part of the Civic Media Network. Check it out, man. We're going all over the place. Download the app, the Civic Media app, and Apple, Google Podcasts. Man, do it. Clap for the wolf, man, because they're not doing very well either, and I'll bet in Canada they're just really taking it, right? Damn it! As long as you got the curves, baby, I got the angles. Clap for the wolf, man, you don't dig until the day. It's all according to how your boogaloo situation stands, you understand? Clap for the wolf man.
Welcome to the Main Street Cafe. You are in Bloomer, a few miles north of Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. A small town, 3,000 people, but there are big things happening at the cafe.
Every year, on the average of about 150,000 pies.
150,000 pies and more than 65 varieties made, sold, and enjoyed here. But can you guess which is the most popular pie choice in Wisconsin? Apple, cherry, or pumpkin? The answer coming up.
Most of it's made by hand. The taste, the flavor. We use real Wisconsin dairy products.
Real dairy products, including free ice cream on your pie and free refills of milk. It's something cafe owner Donnie Stoic likes to brag about.
Our horn like toot. We do that every day, not just during June.
As we wrap up our celebration of June Dairy Month, did you guess? Cherry pie is the Wisconsin favorite, according to Instacart. Now we want to know yours and who makes it. Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's time you checked out Champions Pub on Milwaukee's
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.